Agenda item 10.
So here is a discussion and again, confirmation from you all, hopefully, on recommendations regarding allocations of unallocated groundwater supplies. And this was one of the topics that came up in the last committee meeting and has been the topic prior to that in previous rounds of planning. What do we do with, you know, availability that is available for one entity and not, but what do we do when we need it somewhere else, basically? And
there have been places in our past processes where when you compare what is spoken for by a group against the MAG was entirely spoken for. However, throughout the planning cycle, the 50-year cycle, the actual amount of water accounted for in the plan was less than what had been spoken for. That's what had generated the conversation about, do you reallocate? As an example, entity A has, they show an availability of 50,000 acre feet. That accounts for the entire MAG, even though during the entire planning cycle, even in the 50th year out there, they only needed maybe 85% of that. What do you do with the other 15% of that total, the other 7,500 acre feet? And the question was, do you reallocate that to other places? And so there was a lot of discussion, a lot of disagreement about that, understandably so. And as I said in the last committee meeting, I can make the argument on behalf of the people that I was arguing against during the last round. And I, you know, I'm gladly do so. It doesn't mean I still agree that we didn't, you know, do the right thing or that we did. It's just that now we have a faster growth curve than previous, and we may start to see the actual identified future demands increase to a point where they equal what was in reservation by those folks. Anyway, so Tony's done his best to find a way forward to where we don't suffer similar discussions and still reach a similar result. So James, you want to?
Yeah. So essentially, yeah, we recommend approving, you know, adjusting the supplies based on updated availabilities and previous supply allocation methodology, which this is what you just looked at earlier as far as the details there by WUG. So that's our recommendation at this point.
And so where in the recommendation is it that we tell the board they need to figure out a better way to account for MAG?
Well,
because that, I mean, this really hurts people that can go get a permit from their groundwater district, but they can't qualify for SWIFT funding because MAG's spoken for. I mean, if they can get a permit, that ought to be enough.
So planning group has the latitude to craft language like I was talking about. Yeah. And we were talking about this on the ride up here, is that if this is something that merits that level of attention, we can do it in two ways. One is in our qualitative narrative text in chapter 3, where we're talking about supply availability. Mm-hmm. We can talk about it in chapter 5 there. The thing I think is more effective is carrying over to the recommendations chapter, where you're making recommendations to the Water Development Board and
other rules,
whatnot.
Yeah.
That is something that I think it would behoove the planning group, if that is something you want to capture, that you include it as a recommendation from your committee here for the planning group to consider. And we put it down in our minutes as one of those items that when we're pulling together our recommendations, this is one of those things we keep our laundry list, our grocery list of items that we're going to pull together. And we'll come back to you and sure, remind the planning group and say, hey, the groundwater committee flagged this one. Remember this? And we can develop some draft language. But you guys today can make a recommendation for the consultants to start developing some language, and we can carry that message to the planning group that we'll start working on that language for consideration.
To the water policy committee.
Yeah, it'll end up at the water. And that's fine, but I really feel strongly that would be a very useful item to send forward to the group and then to the policy committee. Because in reality, in Milam County, we almost had an entity that is going to grow and need more water, and they're dependent on surface water now. They actually considered the possibility of creating a groundwater project to meet needs in the future, which would have been available to them. But they couldn't have qualified for SWIFT funding because another entity had spoken for the entire amount of the MAG. And so that really is not the intent of that Water Development Board rule. It's not the way it was intended to be used. It was intended to not overextend the public funds available to them for SWIFT funding. And I'm in agreement with some sort of fail-safe there, but it wasn't intended for folks that are first in line to have a monopoly on availability of SWIFT funding. And that's not the way that those folks are trying to use it, but at the same time, that's how it's playing out. So, all right, I've beat that horse again. Sorry, if you're a horse fan, I apologize. There's more than one way to skin a cat. Oh, wait, my bad. Just kidding. I love cats. All right. Any other discussion from the committee? All right. So what is your, as a committee, what is your pleasure?
Groups, I think the water policy is.
I would like to see so. And I mean, I'm comfortable offering language. I didn't want to be the one to do it as the chair, but I certainly have no reservations if I need to. We do have other business in this agenda item also with the recommendation from our consultants. We could actually have two separate actions if y'all would be more comfortable with that. Is that acceptable to you, Patrick?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Patrick has moved to accept the recommendation from the consultants. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. Dale has seconded.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely. Kathy has a question.
So this motion as made, does it include working with the consultant team to develop that language?
Not yet.
But no, there will be another motion?
I would hope.
Our recommendation.
I would like to offer something when we're through with this one, just for y'all to consider. I won't offer it as a motion, but I'd certainly offer it as language. Sure.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Any other discussion on the motion? All right, then I'll call for a vote. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Jennifer's waving. All right, so we have five ayes. Any nays? And there's no one that did not vote. So the second part of this agenda item, as I mentioned, I would like to offer language that we encourage a motion to encourage the larger group to look at the possibility of including in Chapter 5 and going through our policy committee to raise these concerns to the Water Development Board that have been expressed in this discussion and prior discussions, and ask them to revisit their rules on how they view MAG and the use of MAG in evaluating applications for SWIFT funding.
So the
is that an adequate? Tony's still typing this.
Doing pretty good. I got all the way.
So water policy committee, when they meet, will look at those, any policy that's already in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll look at those and they'll decide whether they need to be reinstated or maybe it's something's been enacted so they can take that one out or whatever. And then any group member can also make a recommendation to the water policy group or even give them language of a water policy for them to look at, which then whatever they come up with, of course, just like this committee has to come back to the full group. I'm not saying it's a bad idea, but I'm just trying to lay out a process.
Sure.
There's certainly nothing wrong with this committee coming to the full group and asking them to, or just what we would do is just designate that when it's time for the water policy committee, that they look at that and try to come up with something. Or even better yet, you give them some language at that time.
Any discussion or thoughts from the committee?
I'm with you. I want to make sure they look at it.
Yeah.
I kind of agree. Get there.
Yeah. Is there anyone that would like to offer a motion to that effect?
I would like to recommend or make a motion to bring forward Gary Westbrook's recommendation for approval.
Is there anyone that would second?
Assuming you got it all written down, Tom.
Read it here in a second. Yeah. I'm to read it.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and get Tony to read what this would actually look like.
All right. This says, encourage the Regional Water Planning Group to look at including in Chapter 5 and through our policy committee to raise the concerns expressed in this and prior discussions to the Water Development Board and ask that they revisit their rules on how they review the MAG and its use in SWIFT funding.
A question, Tony, is it Chapter 5 or the water policy is Chapter 8?
Well,
I was going from earlier today in the discussion. I thought he said 5, but
okay. I think it'd be 5.
Okay, maybe it is.
Is it still 8 that's the policy recommendation?
I don't know.
They redid the...
Can we change the language to the appropriate chapter?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that acceptable, Ms. Yeah. Jones?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't remember, Tony.
They've changed them. It used to be.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. So.
Well, you could be right. Anyway. All right. You have heard. Is there a second to the motion? Okay. All right. We have a motion from Kathy and a second from Patrick. And Tony has read that and amended the motion to say the appropriate chapter in the water code. Any other discussion? Is there any? All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. We have 5 ayes and no nays, no one not voting. I am appreciative. I really am in the support of this thought. It's like I said, it's not the way that those rules were intended to be applied and used, but it certainly has the opportunity to play out and be detrimental to folks that need new water strategies met. So thank you all for forwarding that.